The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
This commentary was broadcast about 8 years ago, and so now it's a clarification of the fair tax, because once again, some national leaders are attempting to replace the IRS with the fair tax. I believe it's a worthy change for our government and surely much more fair for all citizens. It's well known that the only constants in life are death and taxes. Death is not negotiable, but taxes are, at least in a sense that they could be made more equitable. The IRS taxing system is unwieldy, unfair, old-fashioned, and overburdened, but it's here. And we're stuck with it, because no political leaders will step forward to suggest changes and follow through on those changes. The IRS is like a mini-city, which supports thousands of employees. Only when enough citizens demand of our government representatives that is way past time for a change will anything happen. When a system is so unjust that large corporations making millions of dollars are legally able to use government-sanctioned loopholes so they pay no taxes whatsoever, it's time for a change. Will it happen? Probably not. Too many thousands work for the IRS and will be displaced. So what? The rest of us, the little people who've been carrying the load all these years, we're tired of it all. To replace the federal income tax, it's been suggested that there be a fair tax, which is essentially a sales tax. The so-called fair tax has been bandied about for some time. Briefly, fair taxation is dedicated to fully replacing all the revenue generated under the current federal income tax system with a single rate. There are 27 benefits from the fair tax, and here are a number of them. You keep 100% of your pay and pension. You never file a tax return. No more IRS. No audits of citizens. It has the lowest overall tax rate of any tax system. It eliminates all marriage tax penalties. All taxpayers are treated fairly. No loopholes for anyone or any corporations. Social Security benefits will no longer be taxed. No taxes for buying necessities for your family. Average family incomes will soar more than 10%. No taxes on the poor. They may be provided with credit cards, exempting them from taxes for all purchases. Mortgage rates will drop between 20% to 30%. Even criminals will pay taxes when spending their ill-gotten gains. Those who take the most out of society by consuming more pay the most in taxes. Individuals will have more control. People can make choices about how much they want to pay in taxes by deciding when and what to buy. Used goods are not taxed. Tax evasion will decrease. It's impossible to hide consumption. And finally, the fair tax is more suitable for the information age, the age of non-traceable transactions with the advent of the Internet. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.